What we're trying to accomplish is to generate any interest that we may have in the community with respect to Neighborhood Watch, trying to get the community more involved in some of the crime-related issues that we have here, particularly in Ishpeming, and see if people want to become involved to help us be the eyes and ears for law enforcement. We've had some budget cuts over the last 5 or 6 years, and we just need people to be more responsible, to take some ownership in their community and report what they see to us.
So with this program, you're looking at getting it started right now. It's not that it's actually, you don't have one of these in effect right now, or are you looking to bolster it?
We do not have one in effect at this time. This is an informational meeting. When I was running for sheriff, parts of the county that had no police protection, where they would see a police car, you know, once every couple of months, one of my platforms was Neighborhood Watch for those areas. We have a 24/7 police presence here in Ishpeming, but because of budget reductions and reductions in staff, there's no reason that we can't have something like that in an area where we do have constant police protection. We've had, I have to say, over the last 8 years that I've been here as chief, we've had a handful, 6 to 8 incidents where people have witnessed a crime in progress and have either opened their window and hollered at the people to get out of the garage from the neighbor next door, or we had one individual incident where there was a B&E, a breaking and entering of a commercial business here in town, and a witness watched it in progress but didn't bother calling us until the next morning. Those are the kinds of things that we're trying to accomplish to get people involved in.
Well, Chief, Neighborhood Watch is not really a new concept, but it has become more difficult to get programs like this going because we are becoming a little bit more detached, are we not? I mean, are you finding that? I mean, well, there's people on my block even that I've not even met, and I've lived there for 12 years. Is that, you're finding that to be more and more the norm, unfortunately?
Yeah.
Kind of. Neighborhood Watch has been around since 1972.
Right.
We're not reinventing this by any stretch. But what we're trying to accomplish is to get the people that witness things that they think are out of the ordinary, a suspicious person, a suspicious vehicle. All it takes is a call to 911 to get the patrol car there to check out what's going on. And in the case I just mentioned with the person that watched the crime in progress, if they would have called, we could have responded to the scene, identified, made arrests, and prevented 6 more commercial break-ins in and around the town. So we just want to get people involved to pick up the phone and call us when they see something that they don't think fit, because they know what's going on in their own neighborhoods.
We've had this conversation on the program in the past, too. It's never wrong to call the police department, but a lot of people get that they don't need to be bothered with this, or this can't be anything big. That's the wrong approach, correct?
Exactly right. I mean, that's the problem that we have is a witness will see someone going into their neighbor's garage, a couple of kids, maybe they're stealing whatever they're going to steal to make some money, and they don't call to report that. They don't want to get involved. They don't think it's important enough to dial 911. They think 911 is because the house is burning down or someone's having a heart attack.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting, though, when you talk about this in the context of this idea. Also, you're also trying to look at showing people that police are not necessarily someone you're going to always see in the context of something bad, that you guys are there to help out and serve the community, right?
Exactly right. A lot of times, the only time some of the public has contact with the police is, you know, if they get stopped for speeding or, you know, parking ticket or something along those lines. So we want to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on in their neighborhoods. And we do anticipate to get some calls that are completely where the situation does not require a police presence. But I would prefer people to call and we could collect the information that we need from the persons that are on the scene, the suspicious person or vehicle. And at some point later on, if that fits into the puzzle of our criminal investigation and we can make arrests, that's all well and good. We may wind up quite often dealing with people who are belong in that neighborhood, or there's no crime being committed, or there's no suspicious activity. But, you know, nothing. We should be responding to those things so we can make sure that we're being proactive in this regard rather than reactive.
Speaking with Ishpeming Police Chief Jim Bjorn this morning. Chief, as we wrap up with you here, what are the details for tonight? Where do folks need to be, where and when?
Tonight is the informational meeting starting at 6 o'clock. It's going to be in the Ishpeming Senior Center. It's on the corner of Division and Pine Streets here in downtown Ishpeming. And all we want to do is explain what the Neighborhood Watch program is all about, engage in interest with people in the community to see if we have enough interest to take the next step. So 6 o'clock tonight at the Senior Center.